Assalamu alaikum, guys. How are you doing? Do you know what Assalamu alaikum means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Does it mean peace?
Peace be with you.
There we go. Peace be with you.
I'm here in Orlando and I met.
Christopher.
You know, there's a lot of security guards in front of mosques now because of the. And I'll let you explain that. Why is there more security, like, for instance, in front of the mosque? We know there's a growing threat of Islamophobia.
Right.
So we got our brothers here who are out watching, making sure, because there's been mosque vandalized, bombed, firebombed.
Yes.
You've heard of these, some of these situations?
Yes,
can
so
you explain?
Many situations. Well, pretty much after the radical 9/11 happened, they are now a lot more scared and fearful of people who think they are a part of that, you know, bad culture. They think that all Muslims are all the same, they're all evil, this, that, and the third. And I want to say that that is not true. These people are very nice, they're very kind, sincere, and this is a place of worship. The place that I guard is a school and also a mosque. I guard both. And I want you guys to know that everything's fine here, everything's nice, and they need security because people are trying to harm them. There are people out there that are trying to take these people out, sadly, and I want you to know that that's not gonna happen with us on here.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you so much. Have you visited a mosque? Have you?
Yes.
So now most people that come and they're around Muslims, they see exactly what he is. Some of the most hospitable, kind, nice, generous people. Have you had a chance to actually, I know it's kind of too soon to tell, but have also people, because, you know, once people really get to know Islam, they really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And it's every Muslim's duty to share what we know. Has
Correct.
Anybody helped to, you know, educate you on what Islam is all about?
Now, that is an important question. I had the principal, his name is Brother Jameer. He just basically brought me a little brushed breeze on to be about the Nation of Islam and how basically, you know, they could help me and how, you know, the truth, you know. It's basically about knowing Allah, knowing God, knowing the Prophet Muhammad, and knowing how those two, you know, can aid in my life and belief if I choose to.
Yeah, so this is just one thing. Nation of Islam is something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably just confused. This is just Islam.
Okay.
Yeah, nation. There is no. This is what we. This is something with Farrakhan and whatnot. We say they missed Islam.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Islam.
There we go.
Because Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, they were part of this movement,
mm-hmm.
but then they came to the real Islam.
Okay.
They came to, you know, when Malcolm X, when he went to Hajj as the fifth pillar of Islam.
Correct.
He was standing next to the white and the black and the yellow and people of all different nationalities and colors, all coming together to worship one God.
Okay.
So we usually tell people, you know, the main message of Islam is to worship the Creator, not the creation.
That's right.
That's the main message. And God, out of His love, over time, He sent messengers.
Mm-hmm.
And every messenger, including Jesus, Moses, the last and final messenger of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him,
mm-hmm.
they all came with the same message. You know what that message was? Don't worry. Go ahead. I'll answer if you can't.
Go ahead.
One and only one God. Worshiping the Creator, not the creation. And then the second part is the belief in the messengers, that God Almighty sent messengers out of His love. Did you know that it's an article of faith for Muslims to believe and love Jesus? Did you know that?
Yes.
You didn't learn that already.
Yes.
Ah, mashallah. Yes. To believe that He was a mighty messenger. He came with the same message, not a different message,
mm-hmm.
than Moses, than Abraham, and the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, which was that call to submit your will to the Creator of the heavens and earth. Not to worship Jesus, not to worship a man, a woman, money, fame, your desires, but to only worship God, one God.
Right.
And they brought awareness to the hereafter, the day of judgment, that we're all going to be accountable for what we did in this life, that there is accountability.
Correct.
That after we leave this life, God's going to ask us what we did in this life. Did we just go ahead and party and play and forget about our purpose?
Mm-hmm.
That this life is a test. And then that after you pass the test, there's a paradise, you worship the one God, you do what He wants you to do. You implement the submission to His will. And you know what? One word in Arabic, which means submission to the will of God, you know what that is?
I don't know.
You're learning. That's what you hear.
That's right,
I'm sharing.
Right.
Is Islam.
Islam
means, yes. Submission
wow.
to the will of God. That's what Islam means.
I did not know that.
And a Muslim is one who does Islam.
Okay.
A Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. That's it. You see that? And anybody, did you know that anyone could be a Muslim? Anyone.
Anyone.
You come from a what kind of background?
I'm you could say Protestant Christian, you could say.
Beautiful. That's it. And then as Muslims, we share, you know, and then, and if it, let's say today, right now, you say, you know what? I like that. I want to be a Muslim. A person would just declare that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth, and Muhammad is the final messenger sent to mankind. That's it. And that would automatically include Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers that came before him with the same message. What was the message? Submission to who?
Islam.
To the submission to the will of God.
Will of God. There we
That's
go.
It. And then they establish, they come and establish the prayer in the mosque or at home 5 times a day.
Right.
And then they go ahead and pay the charity. Right, 2.5% of your access wealth after you've paid everybody off, you know, your workers, and then fast during the month of Ramadan, and then the Hajj, what I talked about Malcolm X did.
Right.
Those are the 5 pillars.
Oh.
So that's really it. You know, that's Islam. You follow me? Belief in one God, belief in his angels, the books that were revealed to Jesus, to Moses, to Prophet Muhammad, the Quran, and, you know, to believe in the day of judgment,
correct,
paradise, hellfire. I mean, this is, you know, this is, these are the simple concepts. Did I tell you anything that's strange, you know, something that just doesn't make sense, it's absurd? What is your honest opinion from what I shared with you? What is your honest opinion of the things that I've said? Is anything there that you can agree with?
I do agree that I do believe in Jesus being the messenger of God. I do believe that that he came, you know, fallen from heaven in the form that he knows his mission. His mission was to make sure that people would worship God. I do believe in that as well. And I do think that the nation, you know, the whole congregation of Islam,
it's just Islam, no?
Yeah. Of Muslims.
Or community of Muslims.
Yeah, the community of Muslims. I feel like they're very underrated, you know? I feel like people don't give them the due diligence that they deserve, you know. I believe that they think it's more folklore about you guys than anything. I believe that's not the case. I believe you guys are very serious about, you know, your love and commitment to Allah, you know, God. And Allah just means God, you know, in other terms. And I feel like the way you guys share that, the way you guys share your love for one another, for brotherhood, it's unbreakable. It's a bond that even I can't really comprehend, because I never had, you know, a close bond like that before. So that's what I love a lot.
I'm really amazed. You know, a lot. Look, I didn't even have to get into the word Allah. Mm-hmm. You know, Christians and Jews who are Arabic speaking, they use the word Allah. Many people don't know that, because many people, they think this is some, like, you know, because of the false propaganda, that this is some foreign god. But this is in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, because he didn't speak Greek, he didn't speak English, he didn't say God. He said Allah. In Arabic, Allah. Look at the closeness. That's so amazing. Tell me, you know, you mentioned something really profound, and I speak to a lot of Christians, our brothers and sisters in humanity, and they also, many of them, you know, when they think outside the box and they hear this, they say, when I ask them, do you believe Jesus was God or sent by God? They say, I believe he was sent by God, like a messenger of God. That really connects with people, you know what I mean? You just said it, so you're pretty much, if I asked you, do you believe that nothing should be worshipped except the creator of the heavens and earth who created creation, would you agree to that?
I would agree to that as well.
And you believe that Jesus is a messenger of God?
Yes, I do believe he was a messenger of God.
You know what? The only thing left is for one to be a Muslim is to believe that Muhammad is the last and final messenger. And then that's it. They're a Muslim.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Do you know anything about Prophet Muhammad?
Not yet. Yeah. I have to do some more research on Prophet Muhammad.
Well, we're here for you, because that's it. Once someone believes that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth,
right,
in Arabic we say Allah, and that Jesus is a messenger, Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger, that's it. They declare that, you know, that belief comes out of their heart to their lips, and they're Muslim. They're ones who have submitted to the truth. Now, once they start implementing Islam, now they're going to grow in this belief. They're going to grow in the love for it. But now, when you recognize the truth, you know, that's why we usually give the invitation to people. Hey, it's not our job to coerce someone, twist their arm and say, oh, accept. But
except,
it's up to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like inviting someone over for coffee, dinner.
Correct.
They can accept or they can reject.
And I know this school also has an open house.
Yeah.
So people forgot. What's the center? The Greater Center of Greater Muslim Center of Orlando. It's a great school. I want to know that. I believe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think they have an open house, and it's also to talk about the faith of
Islam.
Islam. There we go. And if you guys want to check it out. That's also over there as well. I might check it out as well too.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, for letting me share some of this with you.
Yes.
And, you know, it's about just being open-minded. You know, for the mind to work, it needs to be like a great thinker said, like a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is open. Now the heart is open. I usually leave people with something real simple. You know, it's so simple that it's like an aha moment. It's like, why didn't I just think of that? For people to ascertain the truth, you know, upon using the faculties that the Creator has given us of our logic, reasoning, is to what? Ask the Creator, the one up above, you know, this creation who created creation, say, guide me. You ask the Creator, guide me. Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a purpose in this life. But what about the human being, right? That badge, look right there, has a purpose. You know, your shoes have a purpose. The gun, the pistol has a purpose. But what about the one who's carrying the badge, the pistol, the keys? Does he not have a purpose? So it's up to us to ask the Creator who created us, what's my purpose? Is the truth here, there, everywhere? What is it? And then keep our hearts open, our minds open, and see where we go from there. Be courageous also enough when the truth comes to accept it. I left you with the business card for the Dean Show.
Yes, yes.
Continue tuning in, watching. Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. It was a pleasure, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, too.
SubhanAllah, I started watching the Dean Show about like 2 years ago, and I got introduced to Islam, and it changed my perspective completely. I saw like a bunch of these different races, these different people from different ethnicities, cultures, coming together, all for the worship of just one God, SubhanAllah. You know, we may be misguided at the time, you know, we may be on the straight path, but at the end of the day, the Deen Show showed me that no matter who you are or what background you come from, that we all come together for the worship of one God only. And I think that's the beauty about Islam, that it brings everyone from different races, cultures, ethnicities, religions, backgrounds, all in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what I really love about the Deen Show and the work of Eddie and everyone else in the Deen Show. That of God.
Watch the Deen Show.
Watch the Deen Show.
Make sure you watch the Deen Show.
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 Watch the Deen Show.